Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. My webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood. When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Good morning and welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for listening. I just got off the phone earlier this morning with Miss Coupon Diva. You want to check out her website, MissCouponDiva.com, and learn how to save money. She went to the supermarket and bought $300-some worth of groceries, but only paid 52 cents. You heard me correctly. So you want to check out what she has to say. And also on her website, MissCouponDiva.com, she has actual coupons, the dollar coupons. She has a $5 coupon. You need to check her out, MissCouponDiva.com. But right now I'm going to be speaking with two wonderful guests. First, let me tell you a little bit about the first guest. She's worked in the film industry for more than 14 years. She has her own marketing and media firm. She's worked with help director Steven Spielberg, Clint Eastwood, Michael Mann, Robert Rodriguez. I could go on. She's a UCLA graduate, and she's based in Los Angeles. Her website is, I'll tell you that a little later. But also my second guest I'm going to have on is Nicole White. She's an actress, and she studied at Chicago Academy of Arts, California Institute of the Arts. She's been very involved in the theater world, and she's won several awards. So right now, though, we're going to be talking about a new film called I Will Follow, and the filmmaker Ava DuVernay is on the line right now. Good morning, Ava.
Morning, Joy. Morning.
I think Nicole just called in here. Let me see. Nicole?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
For those who are just tuning in, this is Nicole White, wonderful, beautiful, talented actress.
Thank you.
They're both on the West Coast, so they might be drinking coffee in between responding to questions because it's very early there.
It's so
true. I just want to thank you so much for waking up early to do the show, because for me it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, but for you over there, you know, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. So thank you so much for doing that. So let me start off with Ava. You've been doing this for more than 14 years. What keeps you going in this business? I mean, I'm sure it's just been crazy.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster ride. But I think, they always say do what you love. And I really always loved film. And so whether it's marketing films or making films, I'm working every day in a field that, you know, I'm passionate about. So it makes it easy.
So one of your first films was My Mic Sounds Nice. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I made a documentary for BET last summer called My Mic Sounds Nice that chronicled the history of women in hip-hop. I had an amazing time making that film. Was able to interview everyone from Salt and Pepper to Roxanne Shanté, Trina, to Missy Elliott, and everyone in between, and really explore, you know, the woman's contribution to hip-hop as MCs, as rappers, really get underneath that. And so, yeah, it was an amazing experience. It was the first time that I ever made a film that was financed outside of my own company. So kind of working with and playing with someone else's money was a delight. It was very fun. and yes, I didn't have to pay nobody back. You know, I wasn't stressed
right,
out.
Right.
And,
definitely.
But no, it was lovely, and the response was great. So I'm really happy that we were able to make that piece.
Who do you think your favorite female rapper is?
Oh, my gosh, that's really challenging to say.
Okay.
There's a woman named Bahamadia that's amazing.
Bahamadia, from Philly.
Not very widely known. The folks who love hip-hop know her. She's very vicious on the mic in the best way. But also,
okay.
You know, obviously Lauryn Hill has to be a big favorite. And
uh-huh.
And just gained respect for all of these women, even women that I would say, you know, I don't really maybe love their music, like someone like Trina, because I just wasn't familiar with their music. When I sat down with her and really chatted with her, I gained a new respect for her as an artist. So it was a great experience making it.
So now the other film is This Is the Life. Talk to us about that film.
Yeah, that was my very first film, very first feature-length film. It was a documentary. It was another hip-hop doc. and it was rooted in alternative West Coast hip hop, so a very specific kind of sect of hip hop. It was basically examining now on the West Coast when, you know, NWA and Snoop and all of these guys were out here kind of doing the gangster rap thing, and that's what mm-hmm. LA hip hop was known for. There was an underground that was flourishing as well that sounded completely different, that was alternative, that influenced groups like Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul, and that was kind of like the early precursors to that alternative hip-hop movement. And so it examined those artists and how that kind of little niche came to be amidst the L.A. riots and the gang activity. You have these kids that were rapping in South Central about, like, flowers and love. And so that's, you know, what This Is the Life is about. And we did the festival circuit. We sold the film to Showtime. We sold it to some international territories where hip-hop is huge, bigger than in the United States, like Germany and Japan. So, mm-hmm. yeah, the film was kind of like a cult favorite for hip-hop heads. And, my very first experience making a film, but also my first experience self-distributing. And that's really where I caught the bug for what eventually became Affirm, our new distribution collective.
So the new film, I Will Follow, premiered at the Urban World Film Festival. What was the feeling? I mean, were you on, like, cloud nine?
Yeah, Nicole was there. We were there with most of the cast. And I was not on cloud nine because I was definitely more nervous than I've ever been. Ever.
I was on cloud nine.
I'm on cloud nine.
Yeah, I was very, very nervous. It was my first narrative feature. I'd done docs before, but never a narrative, so never a film with actors and sets and an original script. And I've run multi-million-dollar campaigns for studios. I've done red carpets all over the world. Worked with every
star. But when it came to your baby, you were shaking a little
bit. But yeah, when that film started at Urban World back in September, I literally felt like I couldn't breathe. I was having a full-on panic attack. So
Nicole, yeah. So you sounded real happy. So now, Nicole, how did you hook up with Ava for the film?
I had never met Ava before, but I knew the casting director, Aisha Coley, who had cast me before, and she brought me in, which was such a blessing. And we met that first time, and I think we hit it off immediately. And it was such a breath of fresh air to read her script, because it's mm-hmm. a story that's so honest and simple and from her heart, and the character really, really drew me in, and her complexity and vulnerability.
Now, how are you? Now, let's just tell the audience a little bit. Let me first mention that iwillfollowfilm.com is the website. You can check the website to learn more about the film, to see the trailer, learn more about the cast and crew, also to see where it's going to be in theaters. Again, that's iwillfollowfilm.com. It's going to be in theaters March 11th, so you want to check that out. They're also on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, so check all those areas out to find out when it's coming to your city and to support African-American filmmakers and actors. The film is dealing with tragedy, death, triumph, balance. Any other words I should think of here, Nicole, Ava?
Humor.
Humor.
Yeah. I mean, it's really not about death. You know, it's about life. And it's about love and loss and loyalty and how you go on when things don't go right. You know, it's this woman named May, who's played by the lovely Sally Richardson Whitfield, who's got the world at her feet. She's a success. She's got a hot boyfriend. She's got a hot job. And
yeah, she has a hot boyfriend. And who plays the hot boyfriend? Let's tell
her. The hot boyfriend is Blair Underwood. And so she's mm-hmm. kind of on top of the world. And then tragedy strikes, and she has to kind of keep her balance and try to figure out how to continue to move forward. You know, when tragedy strikes, people deal with it in different ways. They either revert into themselves or they grow. And so it's about her process of growing on this particular day when 12 different people come into her life and kind of help her move forward. So there's a lot of symbolism in it, but there's also a lot of humor in it. There's amazing performances, and it deals with a loss, you know, in a way that I don't think we've seen very often. When we think of loss in our black films, it's usually something about violence. It's something about around some kind of, you know,
negative,
end, whether it be, you know, something blowing up or somebody getting shot or somebody, you know, slapping somebody. You know, there's no abuse in this. There's no violence in this. There's no guns. It's loss, but it's more examining that, like, through the prism of our hearts and, like, what real loss feels like. And so, yeah, it's different, but, you know, we hope people will come out and support us on March 11th.
So, Nicole, now tell us about your character in the film.
I play Sally Richardson's cousin, and we pretty much grew up together. And I am I'm also suffering the loss of my mother in life and in death, because we never quite had a great relationship when she was still around, and trying to and really never had closure when she passed on. And so there's some tension between Sally and I, because she had a really, really great relationship with my mom, and much closer than myself. And so there's just a lot of tension there.
Well, I just want to let the audience know, again, for those of you just tuning in, I'm talking with Ava DuVernay and actress Nicole White about the new film, I Will Follow. You can check out iwillfollowfilm.com to learn more about the film, when it's coming out in your area. It's going to be out in theaters March 11th. Let me just let the audience know about some of the wonderful cast that's in this film. We mentioned Sally Richardson, Omari Hardwick, Nicole White, who's on the line right now. Let's see, Damone Roberts, Tracy Thomas, Blair Underwood, Beverly Todd. These are names you may or may not be familiar with, but when you see their faces, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. But definitely, you know, Omari Hardwick. He was just recently in For Color Girls, Tyler Perry movie. Sally Richardson, she's been around for quite a while. Now, Nicole, how did you get involved in theater? What was your catalyst for getting involved in theater and film?
Well, theater was definitely my training. And maybe about, God, I'm not, over 10 years ago, I'll say, I got called in for an audition for an August Wilson play. And I had done a lot of theater, but I had never really done a lot of professional theater. And so I got called in for Jitney, and I wasn't that familiar with August Wilson, but I did this audition, and reading his script was like on a whole nother level than most of the TV shows and stuff that I was reading for. And anyway, my boyfriend at the time really encouraged me to do it once they made the offer and really educated me on August Wilson and such, and it was one of the best experiences of my career. And I ended up doing that show for a very long time, and we were off Broadway for about 9 months. And I worked with some of the best actors that I've ever seen on the stage. And so that really kind of started my real journey of theater. And then from there, prior to that, I did a lot of film and television. I used to do a lot of half-hour shows, like Fresh Prince and Martin and Family Matters.
You were a medium, Lie to Me, yeah, Numbers, different things, Law and Order, yeah?
Right. And so
how do you stay afloat in this business? Because, you know, it's kind of like in and out. You get jobs and it may be dry spells. What are some tips that you can give to young actors that, like, to keep them going?
You know, in this day and age, I say that I think it's most important to create for yourself. And Ava is a prime example of that, that, you know, one thing that I know that I don't do now that I used to do is, like, you're waiting on your agent to call to, you know, get you some audition or get you a job. But now it's, like, really important to know that you can create for yourself. So now I write, and I've produced a few things myself. And whenever I get a job, it's like icing on the cake. And one quote that I will always remember from Spike Lee is that he was nominated for this, I believe he won an Oscar for his first short. And so he thought he had it made in the shade, you know, and he was like, I'm good. And he said he waited by the phone until they turned the phone off. And after that was when he became Spike Lee, and he created this whole empire for himself. And so I would encourage any artist to do that, to find, recognize other talents within yourself, and to know that there are other things that you can do to present yourself, and to do that consistently and not wait by your phone.
Be proactive.
Exactly.
Now, Ava, you talked about the film being about loss and just kind of everyday loss. And as you mentioned earlier, for those of you just tuning in, we were just talking about the film I Will Follow, and that it wasn't violent, it wasn't negative. How have you dealt with loss in your life? Have you had loss in your life? Is this what prompted the film?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've all dealt with loss in different ways, and certainly this film is based on some personal experiences with my family that are, you know, that kind of fill in the blanks of this film in particular. I just really hope that people are able to connect with it in any way. I mean, any loss that you've had, whether it be, you know, something that that was tragic or something that was romantic, you know, it's just about finding ways to move through it and grow and flourish from it and have a lesson made out of it. And so that's really kind of the core of the film. It's how do you move on and move forward? Mm-hmm. And so, that's the core of the story. I Will Follow. You can check it out. IWillFollowFilm.com. We have a trailer up where folks can kind of get a sneak peek, and we're releasing new clips next week as we start our march toward our opening day.
So now who do you look up to in industry? There's a lot of people, Casey Lemons, Julie Dash, Gina Bliss. Who are some people that you look up to, or is there anyone that you look up to? You feel...
Oh,
sure.
Absolutely. Well, I love films, and so, you know, I really, you know, I don't know, I admire films by filmmakers that have passion. You know, there's different kinds of filmmakers. You have filmmakers that work for the money, you know, in a lot of director-for-hire situations. There'll be a script, there'll be a cast in place. They're ready to rock. They hire a director just to kind of run the set, and the director walks away afterward. And that's fine. You know, those are certain kinds of films. The films that I really love are films made by auteurs, so films made by folks who, you know, are living and breathing this film, and you can tell in the final product. And so there are a number of filmmakers, both black women filmmakers and white male filmmakers and Chinese filmmakers and German filmmakers that, you know, I kind of drink in. I'm always watching film. I always have. And so, you know, the films are a really big part of my life and my happiness. You know, on a Saturday afternoon, a perfect day for me is waking up and going to see, like, four movies. And, in the dark. And I live in California,
right.
So it's always sunny. And people are like, let's go to this movie. I'm about to go to this new I look up to, you know, folks that are passionate about the films that they're making and hope that I can join those ranks one day.
Yeah. Now, Nicole, who are some people, what are some funny moments on the film that you had working with the different actors?
Funny moments. I will say one funny moment was when Sally and I had a rehearsal, and that was the first time we had hooked up, and I had met her years ago through some mutual friends that we have, so I always felt like I knew her, but, of course, when we saw each other for the film, she felt like she didn't really know me from Adam.
Okay.
She was all like, ooh, what? And anyway, so during this rehearsal, you know, she had her take on her character, and I had my take on my character, and her judgments about my character, I took them so personally. We were just, like, talking things out. And so it just really, like, just really helped to set us up to, you know, help to create more of that tension between the characters, you know. That was our moment, because she had, like, a lot of things to say about the
character.
Right.
Yeah. So, Ava, what are some of the most difficult things you have to deal with now that you have, before you were doing the documentaries and then this film you had, you know, actors, and what do you feel, which one do you like better, the documentary or having a narrative? Which one it seems more difficult?
I love them both. I really, really do. And I want to hopefully be able to balance work in both genres. You know, I think you look at someone like Spike Lee, or Scorsese, who's really balanced, always doing docs and narratives. I think, you know, they keep you fresh and they inform one another. And so I'd love to continue to do documentaries. And I wouldn't say that one's easier than the other. I mean, one's certainly more cost-effective than the other. You know, it's, mm-hmm. it's less money to do a doc. I can do a doc on nothing, basically. You get people with an interesting story, you get a camera, and you get out there and you find the story. I mean, certainly, mm-hmm. I like, you know, I've done docs with no money. I've done docs with money. And so,
right.
you know, there's a different process with both. But ultimately, you can pull off doc for nothing. I mean, my Mic Sounds Nice was twice as much as I Will Follow. So my Mic Sounds
wow,
Nice was
wow.
A glossy, you know, network documentary. And my Will Follow was, you know, out of my pocket. And so those are two different moves. So, yeah, I mean, certainly working with less budget, I guess, would be the biggest challenge of I Will Follow. You know, it really just informed how creative we could be on set. In some ways,
mm-hmm.
it opened up the creativity because we did not have the money to do a lot of things, so we had to push
yeah.
ourselves creatively to figure out. But in other ways, it stifles creativity in that you don't have enough time. You know, I'm in a room. My first AD tells me, Ava, you've got, you know, 15 minutes more on this shot. You know, you could only
yeah.
do this take twice, two more times, and then you got to move on. And so, you know, where you may say, oh, gosh, I wish we could find something else if we had more time, you don't have the time. So it ups the kind of everyone's game because you just got to go faster. But, you know, there's pros and cons to it. I think what came out of it, you know, is a beautiful piece. And, you know, when you have pros like Nicole White, on the set, you know, that's why you have to cast carefully. And, you know, to have someone like Nicole with her breadth of experience from stage and just such a powerful actor, I mean, literally she walks on the set and kind of sucks the air out of the room because it all gravitates towards her. You know, it all
that's
gravitates
wonderful.
Towards her. She has an incredible energy. You know, folks that don't know her before seeing this film will definitely know her afterward. Every single place that we've screened this film, you know, she's been a standout in terms of people asking me, who is that woman?
Love
I'm really
Nicole
honored
White.
That folks, yeah, really honored that folks will be able to kind of become more familiar with her through this film.
So, Nicole, what do you have on your plate next? Are you working on any project
on
right
one,
now?
Can I piggyback on one
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm,
go ahead.
Just a moment ago. She was saying how the time she had was so limited on the set, and there were, like, sometimes
right,
we were only able to do, like, a couple of takes or whatever. But the one really great thing that she did that you rarely get to do in film is she had rehearsals, you know, and, you know, they were very short rehearsals, but we were able to go through, you know, it was really great that I had the opportunity to meet with Sally and go over those scenes, and then we tried to do some of the blocking and stuff, which makes a huge difference. You know, it's like you do the audition, and then you show up to the set, and you block the scene, and then you shoot. And once you block a scene, actually it changes the energy of the scene from when you're just
yeah.
in the room auditioning, and it just changes your whole vibe. And sometimes you might forget a line because it's just a whole different thing than what you may have had in your head, and you have to hit this mark. And anyway, that was just a really great opportunity to do that, and I think it was great. There are very few directors that I've had the opportunity to do that with, and one of them was Sidney Lumet, who's brilliant, and Spike Lee does the same thing. Rarely have I ever on any film set had that opportunity, and I just thought it was so great that she did that, which also helped to cut down on time, and it just fed us so much more in the work, and it made the work that much better, I think, because of it.
Well, I think that it'll be a great film. I can't wait to see it on March 11th. For those of you who are just listening, I'm speaking with a director, filmmaker, creative mogul, Ava DuVernay, and a beautiful, talented actress, Nicole White, speaking about the film I Will Follow. You can check out the website, iwillfollowfilm.com. They're also on Facebook. They're on Twitter. So check them out on those areas. Find out when and where it's going to be in your area. But nationwide, it's coming out March 11th. I want to thank both of you, beautiful, talented women, for coming on the show this morning, and I wish both of you much success in your careers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ava. Bye-bye, Nicole. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for listening this morning. I just got off the phone with filmmaker Ava DuVernay and actress Nicole White, speaking about the new film, I Will Follow. You want to check out their website, iwillfollowfilm.com. Also, Ava has a website, avaduvernay.com. You can check out more about her and her previous films. And also, keep an eye out for Nicole White, beautiful, talented
becoming a powerhouse of an actress, McCall Brianna White. You want to check her out and keep an eye open for her on the film scene, on the stage scene. So check her out. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I want to thank you all for your support. We've close to 54,000 downloads of the podcast, and I could not have done that without you. So I want to thank you so much. Also, next week, tune in live from the Netherlands with singer Stefan Morrison. You might have seen that Reebok commercial. His song is on there, and he has a lot of other beautiful songs, a new album coming out. And then at 12 p.m., I'm going to be speaking with actor, activist, philanthropist Isaiah Washington. Yes, Isaiah Washington. You might be familiar with him through the TV show Grey's Anatomy. And also author Sarah Culberson. Both of them are doing some wonderful work in Sierra Leone. So we're going to be speaking with them next week at 12 p.m. Eastern. Again, you can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. You want to check me out because I'm giving a lot of stuff away, books, CDs, movie tickets, T-shirts. So come to the fan page, follow me on Twitter, keep an eye out for the giveaways. Right now, I know I have a couple of CDs and books and things, so check out the fan page. And if you have any questions or concerns or comments, email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Again, that's SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. I hope you have a wonderful week, a beautiful weekend. I hope you're warm because I'm cold over here in Philadelphia. But I hope you tune in next week. The call-in number is 646-929-0368. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. My webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.